All right, if you're just tuning in for today's second date update.
Okay.
Oh.
Whoa.
Sorry. Song kind of came out of nowhere. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. That's exactly what happened to Mike on his first date. He thinks that the girl might not be calling him back because a string of things went wrong. He met her on Tinder. They decided to go out to an oyster bar. But when they first got into his car, he forgot that his radio was on to a very inappropriate song. He turned his car on and then... just... had to look over at her and go, sorry about that.
Romantic.
Mike, are you ready to do your second date update?
Absolutely.
All right. Is that kind of like the song that was playing in your car when she got in?
Yeah, except it was way, way worse. Than that.
There's music that's worse than that?
One long beep.
Yeah.
Mike, she denied your kiss at the end of the night. Is that actually why you want to call her?
You know, actually, I really feel like there could be something way more, you know, than just a little Tinder hookup.
All right. Well, I'll dial her phone number right now, get her on the phone, and find out why she's not calling you back.
All right, I'm a little nervous, but all right.
Here we go. Oh, sorry.
Hello?
Hi, is Andrea there?
Yeah, this is she.
Hello, Andrea. How are you? My name is Jubal, and I host a radio show called Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Okay.
How are you doing today?
Good. I'm sorry, did you say you were calling from the radio?
Yes, a morning radio show.
What's going on?
We do a segment on our show called The Second Date Update. What that is if you go out on a date with somebody and then don't call them back after, they get in contact with us to see if we can get you on the phone and find out what went wrong.
Okay.
And so somebody just emailed us about you.
What? This is so weird. Yeah,
his name is weird. Mike, and you guys met on Tinder.
Oh, my God. Mike?
Yes. Mike has been trying to contact you since your date, but apparently you haven't answered any of his phone calls or text messages.
And he didn't take the hint, apparently.
Well, he took the hint. He knows that you don't want to get back to him for some reason, but he doesn't know why, so he asked if we could get you on the phone and get that answer.
On the radio.
Yes. Did you like Mike at all?
Well, what did he tell you guys? What do you know?
He told us how you met. He also admitted to us that he feels like your first date was kind of awkward. There was a point, I guess, where he picked you up and you got in the car and he had a really inappropriate song blaring on the radio. He thought you might have felt awkward about that.
Yeah, that was weird.
I don't.
He also told us how you turned him down for a kiss at the end of the date and you said, no, not tonight, or something like that.
He told you a lot.
Yeah, he did. He told us all about your date. He also said that he really likes you and wants to see you again.
God, honestly, the most shocking part of the night was when he came to pick me up. He looked nothing like his Tinder profile.
Oh.
He catfished you?
What?
No, no. It's not that he didn't, like it wasn't like he was a different person. He had bruises all over his face.
What did, wait, when he came to pick you up?
Like, he looks like he got the sh** kicked out of him.
Really?
What?
He did not mention that.
Huge black eye, fat lip, like, and I was like, oh my God, what happened?
What did he say?
He, it's so weird. He told me that he, like, does that sometimes. He gets into, like, fights with his friends, like,
what?
MMA style in his backyard.
Oh,
like,
my
once
gosh.
A month, like, a fight club thing. They fight each other. And so he was just super like, whatever, like, no big deal.
Nonchalant
and
fighting.
To, like, just looks like that a lot of the time because he and his friends beat the shit out of each other.
So he does, like, novice style MMA in his backyard.
I guess.
And he thought, I mean, was he saying this to impress you or?
No, I asked him why his face looks like scrambled eggs. He was like, glad I just do this. Not a big deal. Like, totally casual.
So, no big deal. Me and my friends just fight in the backyard once a month.
Yeah, it was so weird. I mean, he could have, like, at least warned me that he was going to look like, you know, cheese grater went on his, like, I couldn't
grater. Would you have gone out with him, though, if he would have said, hey, by the way, this is what I do in my spare time, and I'm going to show up with a black eye?
Oh, that's so weird. It's so weird. Who does that? What kind of psychological issues go into needing to beat the crap out of each other? Like, what is that?
He didn't tell us any of that.
No.
He just told us about your date. And it was all good except for those couple of weird things. He didn't tell us that he showed up and looked like somebody had beaten him with a bag of pennies.
It was horrifying. I couldn't believe it.
I want to know a little bit more about his backyard MMA ring.
Yeah, you want to get in on it,
yeah,
don't
I do.
You?
I want to get in on that action. Let's ask him about it, Andrea, because he's actually on the other line listening and wants to talk to you.
What?
Yeah.
No, he is not on the f-ing phone.
Yes, he is. Mike?
How's it going?
What are you doing?
What do you mean, what am I doing? Look, I just wanted to tell you, you could just text me or call me, and then we have to do this.
No, we didn't have to do this, period. You could take a hint and just let it go.
You gave me your number, so obviously you're cool to give me your number, so you should expect a phone call or a text.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
Okay, Andrea, first off, my face looks great right now. I've never broken a bone or anything. It was just a little beat up. And for the record, I won. So there you go.
Just a little beat up?
That wasn't even that bad. Normally it looks like my face went through a grinder, but this time it was fine.
Oh my God. And that's supposed to be attractive to me?
Andrea, look, I had a fight the night before with my bros, so I don't know what you want me to do.
Your bros? Oh, my God.
I didn't think it was going to be that big of a deal. Honestly, you saw by my pictures that I like athletic things and MMA and stuff.
Athletic things is one thing. Beating the shit out of each other in a backyard for the f***ing giggles is a completely different psychological issue.
It's making me better. It's making me better. Like, I don't understand what the big deal
is. What is it making you better at? Better at what?
Well, I don't even know why you're so upset, but you should be excited that I have, like, friends that enjoy hanging out with me and stuff. I should say something about my social life.
You should say something about your social life. I'm learning everything I need to know.
I mean, what were you doing the other night before our date? Were you just petting your cat and watching Netflix, or what?
Are you judging me? Is that what's happening right now?
Oh, wow.
Is this your attempt to, like, get me out on a second date with you? Seriously?
No, I just don't understand. Like, all of a sudden you're coming out, like, bashing my face, which it already was bashed enough. Don't need any of that. So
you were eating oysters and blood was dribbling onto your chin.
Shut up.
Look, it was just, I keep telling you, it was just from the night before. It was just a little cut. A little cut. Made me bleed a little bit. I'm a man. I can handle it. It's not a big deal.
How the hell do you think that someone wants to kiss a person who's bleeding all over their
literally
food?
Oh my God, seriously. He leaned toward me. I was like, seriously? You want me to kiss that? Hell no.
Mike, I support your MMA backyard fighting if you want to do that, but why didn't you warn her, though? Like, hey, I'm gonna show up and my face is gonna be bruised.
Honestly, it was just the night before, you know, and I thought, you know, hey, I didn't think it looked that bad, honestly, in comparison to other times.
My bros
told me it wouldn't be a big deal. They thought she'd be cool with it.
Why would you plan a fight the night before a first date? Like, if that's going to be your hobby, maybe wait till after.
I mean, I get what you're saying there, but we plan this every month. It's the same day, so I wasn't going to miss it. You know, it's the same day every month.
It's more important than her, duh.
Andrew, look, sometimes, you know, I go through there, I don't even have, like, a scratch on my face or anything. Like, I'm completely fine. So, like, that night, a little bit rougher, I'll admit, but whatever. I didn't think it'd be that big of a deal. And right now, face looks fine, but you should come out and see me now.
Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
Are you sure, Andrea? Because I would like to ask you out on a second date with Mike. We will pay for it if you'll go out with him again.
I'd rather punch myself in the face than go on another date with him.
Oh, come on. It's really not that big of a deal. I don't know why you're making this a big deal. Look, I look great right now. I look better than my Tinder picture, honestly.
Listen, I'm not into this. I'm sure there's somebody else out there who will totally appreciate it, maybe, but I'm out.
Mike, I'm sorry. No second date, man.
That's a bummer, man. I really liked her.
Yeah, I know. Hey, you know what, Mike? Sometimes in dating, it can give you the uppercut and you can be up against the ropes. But I know that you can get back on track and stand up like the true champion you are and get back in the dating world.
awesome, bro. I'm pumped. Let's go do this right now. Why don't you just come fight with me?
I am not going to one of your backyard brawls, Mike.
Come on, man.
No.
Don't do it.
I don't want to do it.